Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight we are talking again about the World Health Organization. And that we're definitely going to need some help because right now, unfortunately, the United States in this current administration has decided not to fund to hold funds towards the World Health Organization. Trump has decided to hold funds that are equivocally destined to help us and others get past this virus. Now, right now, I'm just going to be frank. This is a common enemy that is a global pandemic. It's not just for the U.S. It's not just for Africa. It's not just for Italy. It's not just for anything like that. It's for everyone on this beautiful, big, green earth. We all have to put our two cents in and then help defeat that one same enemy. It's not one person against the other. And it seems like we are, under this current administration, not going to be able to participate in that. And it's going to go down in history. It's literally going down in history how the U.S. is behaving in this with this current administration in the fight towards a global pandemic. And that is just simply unacceptable. Now, if you as an individual, if you have anything to give, I would suggest giving to the World Health Organization with any type of funding you have, any type of time if you want to volunteer. Whatever the case may be, whatever you feel the need to give, this is the time to give to that organization. This is what they do. They help nations, whether big or small, nationalities, all nationalities everywhere to get past health crises that occur. And this is the first that we have ever experienced with this type of pandemic, especially, in the history of the world. This is the first we've experienced in this way. So we all are going to have to band together. Please, also, when I go out, I see people not wearing their mask and not wearing gloves. Please, people, continue to wear the gloves and let's dampen the let's make sure that we are not rising in cases with this. We are, you know, working on the curve. We need to have that below, you know, the standard that we have right now in order to, for people to not be sick and for us to get past it. We already have enough healthcare workers that are not doing well with being on the front lines of this, and all they ask for us is to protect ourselves and to stay home. So please, people, stay home, practice social distancing. I mean, you can simply go to Walmart in different places and see in different parts of your city, wherever you may be, that they don't have on gloves, that they don't have on masks, and that's just simply not smart. We don't have to do anything, y'all. All we have to do is stay home and stay safe and make sure we don't eat our COVID-19 quarantine food to death to where we can't get out the door when this is all over. This is literally all we have to do. But in the meantime, handle yourselves accordingly and make sure you keep in touch with family, talk to them, why buy if you have to, and give and push giving to the World Health Organization because we truly all need them. And when it's time, vote. And vote to get this administration out of there. We need better. And I'm going for Biden. So in the meantime, I want you to always feel free to call in as a guest, or if you know you got what it takes to co-host and talk about subject on the subject, it's 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596 here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios for live action for Black Camera and action on CMS. So whenever you got the time, tell someone about it. We greatly appreciate it. And also, you can feel free to donate at any time because we are a nonprofit organization. So we will be seeing and talking to you later. Smooches, everyone. Be blessed.